Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Berkeley's mayor is proposing a new law to help renters whose owners want to sell the building they're living in. Comes a day after a state senator representing Berkeley introduced legislation regarding vacant homes. Phil, let's start with the mayor's proposal. What is he saying?
Well, what he's basically saying is that it's got to be finalized. But the idea is this. Let's say the three of us were renting a triplex and the owner wanted to sell it. They'd have to give us the first right of refusal to try and buy the place. That way we wouldn't be turned out. We wouldn't be evicted. Somebody wouldn't be taking our place. Rents wouldn't be going up, although we would have to come up with the house payment, taxes, and everything else. Now, let's say that we don't have the money between us. The idea that we could then say, well, we can't buy it, but there's this nonprofit housing corporation over here, and they have the money to do it, so we're going to assign our rights to buy it to them, first order of refusal. Now, how this works in the real estate market realistically remains to be seen, because how do you set the price for a piece of property, and how long do you give people to come up with probably what is a couple of million dollars to buy something like a triplex in Berkeley?
Okay, so that's the mayor's proposal. How does that jibe with what Nancy Skinner, a Democrat from Berkeley, is proposing?
Well, what she's taking aim at is the house flippers. Those are corporations like Wedgwood that involve the Mothers for Housing. These are corporations that go down to the courthouse, and when properties are foreclosed, they scoop them up. They buy them. They buy them at the foreclosure rate. They fix them up, and they sell them. Now, what she wants to say is if it goes into foreclosure, that the tenants should have a shot at it as well, and that if a corporation buys it and leaves it vacant for 90 days, then they should have to give the tenants the first right of refusal, or they have to, if it's vacant, actually it would be vacant, that they should pave the way possibly for a city takeover of the property. Now, all of this, you know, is part of what they're calling the social housing movement. And it's based on the idea that, yes, we need to build more housing in the Bay Area, but that there's already vacant space and houses and apartments in the area. It's just that people are sitting on them, trying to make money on them, rather than using them, rather renting them out or selling them. But the economics of this has got to be figured out, because none of this is going to come cheap, and it's still going to be up to people to come up with the money. And then the question is, like I said, you match the offer, which offer do you match? And it's a lot of this is posturing, but we're in a crisis, and when you're in a crisis, people start making moves like this, both for publicity and for idea of sort of moving it. And the idea is housing isn't just property, it's a right, and it's part of a right. You might not necessarily have just the right to sell it at what price to who you want when you want to.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.